found a cat on his down yonder. Mm-hmm. And that cat was dead. Mm-hmm. He grabbed it. I know what he done. He walked on it, and his tail hit him, and he whirled around and grabbed that fence in his mouth.
Yeah.
And couldn't turn it loose. Mm-hmm. The ground was wet. Mm-hmm.
Cats are like that.
Now and then, fox squirrels go up one of these trees here, and they'll get or hit that hot line.
Mm-hmm.
But he won't get hurt.
Uh-huh.
He's got to get up here where there's a transformer.
Uh-huh.
And where it's come together. Now you see, you can touch that hot line yonder. If you get off of this ground where you ain't grounded, you can reach up there and get that hot line
mm-hmm.
in the midair, and you won't never feel the same.
Mm-hmm.
But you better not touch it and that other one. Mm-hmm. If you do, you're caught.
You get grounded.
But now you know that transformer. Now a lot of times a fox squirrel they'll go up, a cat squirrel, anything go up there. Mostly fox squirrels that hold it. Hits these lines up and down them, but they'll go up there and they'll knock that curd off.
Mm-hmm.
They'll have to come out here and trace it down like a fine fox squirrel where he went up there.
Mm-hmm.
But that's where he can get up there, and there's certain places that he can touch where they, you know, they'll bring one wire from the other down to mm-hmm. carry it in.
How would you make a wire fence? How would you put it up?
You're talking about an electric fence or a regular wire fence?
Regular wire fence.
Oh, you got to put your post in. What you call a king post.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what your king post is, a big post.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you start at. You got to brace it. Now, it goes in way down in the ground. And then you get wire stretchers.
Mm-hmm.
You roll off a roll of wire down there and pass them to it. Well, you got to have your good post down there. Something that won't give whenever you slack it.
Mm-hmm.
And you just walk that wire. Have you ever seen a pair of wire stretchers?
I don't think I have. I'm not. Well, I bet I have, but I didn't know what they were.
You probably have.
What do they look like, sir?
Well, nothing much. It's like it's a jack,
uh-huh.
only it's a chain, and it's got hooks. And who cares this lever? Well, your lever's long. Oh, it's a long lever,
mm-hmm.
and you stick it in your dog shell,
mm-hmm.
dog handle. Well, you catch on the way. All right, now here's a hook on this side. You catch this big link here.
Mm-hmm.
All right, whenever you pull it on out there, that's slacking this. And all right, you come back and you come this way. All right, these other dog catch. In other words, it's just like this.
Mm-hmm.
Catching that chain, you're bringing that wire.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing, it's on the same old jack, only it's got, see that, this is a big chain, and them hooks there will go in that chain. You see a chain is built this way.
Mm-hmm.
You see one link comes in this way and the other goes in like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you've got to catch that chain that goes, goes this way.
Mm-hmm.
Them dogs goes in there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, it's got a, whenever you go back then, that other dog will catch that way, that turns that one loose.
Mm-hmm.
When you come back, that turns that one loose. And it's just a pair of hooks. It just, because you're working this, you're going back as far as this way, and you're just walking that chain there, you see.
Mm-hmm.
When you get it tight, as you think everything will hold, you could, I reckon, pull that wire in too, but you got to watch. You see, you get it so tight, you go back and see how everything's holding. See if your king post is holding good.
Mm-hmm.
And if it ain't giving too much, sometimes, well,